잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2018학년도 대학 수학 능력 시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시행하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호를 정확히 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Nicole. Are you running for student council president? I saw your election campaign poster.
Yes, I am. I want to make our school a better place.
When is the voting day? I should mark on my calendar.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Andrew. Did you have lunch?
No, I didn't eat. I skipped lunch today.
I didn't know you were so busy.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Before we start today's class, let me ask you a question. How many of you make it a habit of reading classics? There should be a few. Many students think of the classics as something outdated and think reading those books is a waste of time. However, it's not true. Today, we will talk about why we should read classical literature and what we can learn from it. The classics are books with ideas and stories that have endured for 50, 100, or even thousands of years. When you read them, you can be confident that they are quality writing, not so with new books. Also, no matter your reason, reading the classics can help you flex your brain muscles in a very positive way. Reading classic literature will improve your vocabulary, expose you to various literary styles, boost comprehension skills, and give you insight into history and culture from all around the globe. If you want to get started with some really great classics, raise your hand. I'll give you a list of some great classics.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Wilson, I'm worried about something.
What's wrong? Why the long face?
My grades keep getting lower and lower these days. So I spent a lot of time studying after school, but it doesn't help.
Hmm. Can you tell me how you've been studying?
Sure. I come home each day and review the material from that day. I heard that reviewing is the most important thing.
Do you look back over the material again and again? It's also important to review the materials not just once, but more often.
No, I don't. All I heard was that reviewing should be done as soon as possible.
That's true, but reviewing just once doesn't result in long-term memory.
Now I can understand why I got poor grades. Then how often do I have to review the materials?
It depends. Consider how much time you have and how much time you can spare for reviewing.
Okay, I'll try it. Thanks a lot, Mr. Wilson.
Don't mention it. I'm always glad to help you.
See you tomorrow in class.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Hatfield.
All right, what seems to be the trouble?
My leg has been bothering me after the surgery I had last week.
Right side or left side?
It's the right side.
Okay, actually, appointments are reserved only at the reception desk on the first floor. But since your leg feels so bad, I'll call and make an appointment.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you need?
Can I get my bed covers changed?
Yes, you can. I'll tell the person in charge.
I really appreciate it.
Don't mention it. If you have any other issues, don't hesitate to ask any of the nurses around, including me. We are always ready to help.
I can understand why people would call a nurse an angel without wings.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Nicole. How's it going with our election campaign poster?
I've just finished the design and emailed it to you. Check your email.
Okay, just a moment. Wow, it looks cool. Did you really make it yourself?
Of course I did. So, how do you like the phrase, vote for us, at the bottom?
I like the idea of putting the number 4 instead of the preposition, for.
Yeah, I think it's more eye-catching. What do you think of our slogan in the speech bubble?
I love it too. Originally, it was for the people, by the people, of the people, but you replaced people with students. Genius.
And I put the picture of the school building as a background and two of us standing in front of it.
Yeah, and I'm holding a square ballot box in my hands. And you look so confident with your thumbs up.
That's what I was going for.
But I think the zigzag edges need changing. How about double lines?
Okay, I'll modify it and email you.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Chris, I heard you're taking a Trojan River kayak trip during spring break.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going for 5 days, Monday through Friday.
Wow, that's almost the entire spring break. Do you own a kayak?
No, I'm going to rent one.
How much will it cost?
It's $50 a day, but the rental shop has a special deal right now, so I can get a 10% discount.
But it still costs a lot. I think my grandpa has a kayak he doesn't use anymore. Do you want me to ask him for you?
Would you? I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, I'll call him. Do you need equipment too?
No, I have my own equipment. But thanks for asking.
Okay, then I'll just ask him about the kayak.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 미스터 잭슨을 만나지 못한 이유를 고르시오.
Excuse me, is this where Mr. Jackson's office is?
Yes, you're in the right place, but Mr. Jackson is away at the moment.
What? That can't be right. I'm supposed to meet him at 11 for a job interview.
I think there's been a mix-up.
What do you mean by that?
The job interview has been delayed, and we sent every applicant a message informing that.
Well, I didn't get the message.
May I ask your name, please?
I'm Sophia. Sophia Kim.
Is your phone number 110-550-2018? It's what you wrote on the application form.
Oh, no. That's my old number. It's my fault. I'm really sorry. When is the interview, then?
It's tomorrow at the same time.
Okay, I'll be here on time tomorrow.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 선물값으로 남자에게 주어야 할 금액을 고르시오.
Hey, Mark. Have you thought about a present for our parents' 25th anniversary?
25th anniversary? When is that?
Mark, please. You know how much they care about us. You should care about them, too. It's this Saturday.
Let's buy the present together. You, Justin, and I can each pay one-third of the total.
Okay. Do you have something in mind?
How about a pair of couples' running shoes? They like to take walks.
They already bought brand new running shoes last week. How about couples' scarves, since winter is coming?
Oh, that would be great. Let's find nice ones.
Okay, I'll check online. Look, I like this striped one. It looks fashionable.
I agree. How much are they?
They're $15 each, and as an opening promotion, if we buy two, they give us a 20% off of one of them.
Great deal. Let's buy two of them.
Okay, I'll give you my share tomorrow. Tell Justin about our decision, too.
All right, I'll order them first.
10번. 대화를 듣고 폴스 테니스 클럽에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hello, this is Paul's Tennis Club. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm a tennis beginner. Can I join the club?
Sure. We are open to everyone who loves tennis. You can be the 30th member of the club.
Are there any membership fees?
Yes, we collect a membership fee. It's $10 per month. It is used to rent the tennis courts.
I see. How often are practices?
Normally, they're once a week from 5 to 7 on Saturday nights. But in tournament season, we practice twice a week.
Oh, this club participates in tournaments?
Yeah, every year. Our goal this year is to win the first place in the local tennis tournament. Every member is practicing hard.
How can I register?
You can drop by here and fill out the forms.
Okay, I'll be there tomorrow after lunch.
11번. 과학 말하기 대회에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. This is Kirby Smith, your science teacher. I'd like to tell you about the science speech contest next month. Last year's topic was the application of science in real life, and many students made great speeches in front of the school. This year's topic is science and the human future. When selecting the topic, some teachers pointed out that it may be a little difficult for students. However, we decided not to change it. The teachers of the science department believe that our students have great potential in them. Only five groups will advance to the final round, where they'll give their speeches in front of the whole school. The teachers' committee will evaluate the presentations and decide on a winner. An application form can be downloaded from the school website. You can fill it out and submit it to any science teacher. The deadline for the submission is the 5th day of May. Make sure not to miss the deadline. Thank you for listening.
(12번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 여행 상품을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you looking at on the computer?
I'm looking up those trips we talked about before.
Oh, you mean traveling to Western Europe this summer?
Yes. This site has five packages to choose from. Let's make a choice and book one.
Okay. I think this one is too expensive. We can't spend more than $3,500 per person.
I agree with you. It's too much. How about this one then? It's cheaper, but the trip is same length.
Well, don't you remember how much time we wasted finding all the places we should visit on our last vacation?
That's a good point. We need a guide to accompany us.
That only gives us two options. Which one do you prefer?
I think the cheaper one is better.
Hmm. But don't you think it's going to be hard to travel to five countries in just a week?
You've got a point there. Let's choose the other one then.
Okay, I'll call and make a reservation.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Shannon, is something wrong?
What do you mean?
You look quite nervous.
You've got it right. I'm kind of nervous. You know, it's my first time to be the MC for the school festival.
You've been doing great. You did great during rehearsal.
Thanks, but I think the rehearsal is different from hosting the actual festival.
Take it easy. You'll do great since you've practiced a lot.
Thank you for cheering me up.
Here is one tip. Take a deep breath before you say the first sentence.
Is it really helpful to calm yourself?
Yes, it is. I do it every single time I speak to a group of people.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, but I think we've met each other before, haven't we?
Oh, Mrs. Dorfman. I'm Harry, a friend of Sylvia's. We met at her party the other day.
Yeah, that reminds me. What a coincidence to see you here.
How have you been lately?
Been keeping busy. Even now, I'm on a business trip. What brings you here?
I'm backpacking through Europe right now.
Wow, I envy you. So, how long have you been here?
About 2 weeks. And I'm leaving for Germany the day after tomorrow.
2 weeks? You must know some good places to eat around here. Can you recommend one for me?
Sure. How about we have dinner together tonight unless you're busy? I know the best Italian restaurant in the city.
I'd love to, but don't you need to prepare to leave for Germany?
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 톰이 윗집 여자에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Recently, Tom has moved into a new apartment. He has been satisfied with his new home and having peaceful days. After a few weeks, his neighbor moved into the apartment upstairs. The next morning, he meets her on the elevator and she greets him with a cheerful, "Good morning." She also says she plays music for a living. Tom thinks she is nice and cool. However, he changed his mind a few days later. He can't sleep very well because of the music his new neighbor plays every night. He hasn't thought that noise complaint issues that he's seen on the TV news would be his. He wants to solve this issue smoothly and live without having any problems with her. He decides to go upstairs and ask her to at least play her music quietly at night. In this situation, what would Tom most likely say to his upstairs neighbor?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, class. Last time we learned about animals that make strange and weird sounds. But these sounds were all detectable sounds for humans. They had frequencies between 20 Hz and 20 kHz. In today's lesson, we'll learn about animals that emit sounds that have frequencies over 20 kHz called ultrasounds and how they use them. The first example are dolphins. Dolphins are famous for their sonar. They use sonar to make mental images of their environment. Next are bats. There are roughly 1,100 bat species, and most emit ultrasounds through their mouths. They use them to detect insects. Also, the male mouse sings to find his mate. His song is as complex as a bird trill, only that we cannot hear this song. Finally, there is a type of frog that uses the ultrasound to overcome its surroundings. Because of the noise of the waterfalls, this type of frog makes the ultrasound instead of the usual croaks that other types of frogs make. There are still many kinds of animals I didn't mention that makes these sounds. I'll give you an assignment. Find two other animals that use ultrasounds, and then we'll talk about it in our next class.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, class. Last time we learned about animals that make strange and weird sounds, but these sounds were all detectable sounds for humans. They had frequencies between 20 Hz and 20 kHz. In today's lesson, we'll learn about animals that emit sounds that have frequencies over 20 kHz called ultrasounds and how they use them. The first example are dolphins. Dolphins are famous for their sonar. They use sonar to make mental images of their environment. Next are bats. There are roughly 1,100 bat species, and most emit ultrasounds through their mouths. They use them to detect insects. Also, the male mouse sings to find his mate. His song is as complex as a bird trill, only that we cannot hear this song. Finally, there is a type of frog that uses the ultrasound to overcome its surroundings. Because of the noise of the waterfalls, this type of frog makes the ultrasound instead of the usual croaks that other types of frogs make. there are still many kinds of animals I didn't mention that makes these sounds. I'll give you an assignment. Find two other animals that use ultrasounds, and then we'll talk about it in our next class.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번. 언급된 것이 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시길 바랍니다.